There's an unusual article about global warming in today's issue of the journal Science. Typically, these scientific studies involve sophisticated instrumentation and carefully monitored conditions. This study involves a gambling contest in Alaska. NPR's Joe Palco reports.
In the winter of 1917, snowbound railroad engineers in the town of Nenana in central Alaska were hungry for entertainment, so they started a contest. They erected a large wooden tripod on the frozen Tanana River and took bets on the exact time and date in spring when the tripod would fall through the melting ice. The event became an annual tradition, and it's still going strong.
Most people would just think it's kind of a cool way to maybe be able to win some money.
Julie Coghill has been watching the Nenana Ice Classic, as it's now known, for nearly 30 years. The pot, worth $800 in 1917, had grown to $300,000 last year. Coghill says it's not the money that attracts her.
I think the way the ice breaks up and goes out is really interesting. Admittedly, this is not the kind of thing that's going to appeal to a large number of people watching ice melt. It's kind of like watching grass grow.
But watching things like grass grow and ice melt can have a special appeal to scientists. Raphael Sagarin is a marine biologist at Stanford University. He's interested in the long-term effects of climate change, so he's always looking for data from the past to compare with today. He says other scientists have gleaned valuable information from records kept by gardeners or hunters or amateur naturalists. Sagarin thought the Nenana Ice Classic data might be useful too. After all, with so much money at stake, Sagarin says you can be sure the times are accurate.
People are lined up along the riverbanks in their RVs and campers and on their lawn chairs just watching this tripod and waiting for it to fall. And it's also connected to a clock, so when the tripod washes down the river, it trips the clock and they have the official timing of the river breakup.
So Sagarin analyzed the Nenana records and found that on average, the ice in the river is melting 5.5 days earlier than it did at the start of the century.
By itself, it's not that much of a story, but when you put it together with all these other data sets that I mentioned, the birds and the flowers, animals coming out of hibernation, lakes breaking up in spring, it's a very important piece of the puzzle of climate change and its effect on natural systems.
An important puzzle for scientists to piece together. But will it help people like Julie Coghill, who have a practical problem on their hands, how to pick a winning entry for next year's Nenana Ice Classic?
If I had to predict this year, there's the 20th, I'm just thinking of okay, 424, this is probably making you crazy, here I am trying to guess something. I'll just throw out April 24th.
Totally unscientific, Coghill insists. But if April 24th is correct, it would be the fourth earliest date on record. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.